Hi guys, and welcome back to Sessions with an Adoption Attorney. My name is Anthony Zarica, and I am the host of this podcast. Today's session is session number 5, and we will be dealing with 3 questions sent in by you, the listener. I hope you guys enjoy. Once again, here at Sessions, we want to thank our sponsor. Our show is sponsored by BlueSharkStraps.com. BlueSharkStraps.com sells premium leather, nylon, and silicone watch bands for a fraction of the cost of products sold by the large luxury watch manufacturers. You can use code ZARICALAW for 25% off your order, and you can purchase your straps at BlueSharkStraps.com. That's BlueSharkStraps.com. Again, my name is Anthony Zarica, and I am the host of this podcast, and if you need to reach out to me, you can find me on the web at www.nycadoptionlawyer.com, on Twitter at nycadoptionlaw, or on Instagram at nycadoptionlawyer. Like I said, on today's episode, we're going to be answering 3 questions sent in by you, the readers. The first 2 questions are going to be dealing with international adoption, and the last question is going to be dealing with domestic adoption. So let's get right into it. The first question it deals with international adoption sent in asking, what are the standard costs associated with an international adoption? So I'm going to give you guys an example of one agency's costs that they typically charge for an international adoption. I'm not going to name the agency, but this could be pretty standard that you'll see across the board. There could be more costs or less costs depending on which agency you deal with, but this is just a hypothetical agency we're dealing with. Now, the agency charges their own program fees that are going to total around $17,000. Now, these fees consist of an application fee, some agency fees, a dossier submission fee, and international program fees, and some post-placement processing and translation fees. All those fees add up to, like I said, around $17,000. Typical agency international adoption, you're also going to have other expenses that need to be paid. These other expenses could include a home study, post-placement reports, online parent education, authentication fees, USCIS fees, some travel visas, an orphanage donation depending on what country you adopt from, international airfare, food and lodging and in-country travel, and a child U.S. visa. These expenses could add up to around $20,000, making the total amount of your international adoption close to $40,000. Again, some agencies could charge more, some agencies could charge less. It all depends on which agency you're working with and also which country that you're looking to adopt from. I hope that answered your question on what are typical international adoption fees. Moving on to our second question, this also deals with international adoption. Why is international adoption less prevalent nowadays? I think there are a lot of answers to this question, but one of the main reasons that we're going to focus on today are financial and cultural. Financially, it costs a lot to adopt internationally. $40,000, like we just discussed, is no number to sneeze at. It could be a large chunk of sum for many, and for some it might not be that much. But for a typical middle-income family, $40,000 to adopt is a lot of money. So that's one hurdle that we must overcome when we're adopting internationally. Secondly, there's the cultural aspect of it. And a lot of people may not understand this, but a lot of countries, want their children to grow up, quote-unquote, there, meaning they don't want their children to be adopted out internationally. They want them to have the same cultural values of their families and the other citizens of their country. And lastly, one other reason that we'll discuss other than the financial and the cultural reason is that each country has their own set of strict, sometimes, guidelines to follow when you're looking to adopt internationally. For example, there could be age limits. If you're over 50, you might not be able to adopt. If you're younger than 25, you might not be able to adopt. If you're a single parent, you might not be able to adopt. They might look at your marital status in terms of are you an LGBT couple, you're a heterosexual couple, are you a divorced couple, or are you a divorced individual. All these things are taken into account, and some countries have their own specific set of guidelines when it comes to these types of situations. So those are 3 ways three reasons why international adoption is less prevalent nowadays. Financially, it's very tough. A lot of countries want to keep their children in their own country and raised with their own values. And lastly, the process is very tedious and very hard, and there are limiting restrictions in a lot of countries. So moving on to question number three. Now, we're going to reversing course, and we're going to talk about domestic adoption pretty briefly. That's, how do adoptive parents make contact with expectant parents seeking to place their children for adoption? I like to tell my clients the answer to this question is very simple. You need people to know that you're looking to adopt. There's no way you will find an expectant mother or by just sitting back and waiting for that expectant mother to find you. You need to be proactive and get your information out there in front of as many people and as many eyes and as many ears as you can. There are traditional ways of networking, whether that be print advertising, word of mouth, door-to-door advertising, things of that nature. There's also non-traditional methods which are popping up nowadays on social media, getting a profile on different sites. A lot of my clients use sites such as Adoptimist.com, Adoption.com, and many other sites which help set up your parent profiles and get your information out there. So typically an expectant mother might go onto a site like Adoptimist.com and search for you. They might type in, you know, something as simple as camping, and your name might show up under people that like camping. And right there, that's how you made your match. But it's just by you putting your information out there that this expectant mother will find you. And again, when I talk about advertising and networking, it's also as simple as you knowing that your cousin knowing that you're looking to adopt, and your cousin might have a friend out there who knows someone that is an expectant mother that is looking to give their child up for adoption. But that person on that end of the game of telephone will not know about you unless you get your information out there. So again, that's another way that, you know, expectant mothers find you is just through you letting people know that you're looking to adopt. So those are the three questions we answered today on for your listener submitted questions. Thank you guys for sending those in. If you have any other questions, once again, you can reach me at www.nycadoptionlawyer.com. Thanks for writing in, and thanks for listening. And I look forward to a meeting with you all next week. Have a good day, guys.